Get fast, reliable internet for any budget. Now qualifying customers can get Xfinity internet free through the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's right, free high-speed internet from Xfinity. And internet essentials customers can get equipment included at no extra cost. Get started today.
We change our minds every day. About a million things a day. This is no different. You can't be afraid to be wrong. You can't be afraid to say, you know what? I'm just going to rethink this thing. People are not dying getting the vaccine. I better rethink this thing. I'm going to go call my doctor and have a discussion one more time. It is okay to change your mind.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello! How is everyone? It's your Shay. I can be your Shay, right? It's Shay, the wellness guru here with Fitness Revolution. Look, my watch is talking to me, always keeping me on my toes. I miss you guys. I haven't seen you in a bit. I have so much to tell you guys. There's so much going on in this wellness world right here in the Twin Cities. It's summertime. It's beautiful out. It's been in the 70s, 80s. We were like 90s, 100 yesterday. So much to do outside. But what we're really going to talk about, what to do outside and how you're moving and grooving, is first I'm going to tell you about a challenge that I've been doing. Then I'm going to tell you about the farmer's market. So June 1st, I started doing a challenge, 30 days of movement. Of walk or run. So not using any weights, not using, you know, any equipment of any sort, but just using your own body to just move. So every day you walk, you don't miss a day. And you increase your miles each day. So I think we started off with 2 miles each day for the first 6 days. And then you increase, the first 5 days, and you increase that on the sixth day and you double it by four. Then week two, you do 3 miles and then you increase it on the sixth day to five. And then this week we're on week three. I'm doing 5 miles a day. 5 miles a day, y'all, walking. And then we increase on the sixth day to seven. So, there's a great challenge. This is just to get us moving in the month of June because I don't want to hear anyone say when it becomes December, like, oh, I wish I could be outside. And you had all these opportunities to move your body. So if you want, join in now, get moving. And the key is to get some movement and steady movement. So I use my watch. I took this off. So this is just the Apple Watch. And you can put in there outdoor walking or running if you're a runner. And you can walk or run inside too, but it's just walk or run so that you're not using the equipment. But this will track your miles if you have this. Also your phone, if you have a smartphone, there's a place on there that usually says health and it will calculate your miles. So that's why. So pretty much everyone has a smartphone. So you should be able to do this, but it's a good way to get up and moving and just to challenge yourself right now. So I highly recommend you join in on that. Great fun. But the biggest thing I want to talk about is the Lakeview Terrace Farmers Market. So I know I've brought this up before, but just to recap about what that's about. So as my business, as you guys know, it's all about revolution of fitness. And fitness to me is fitness, movement, and wellness, what's your well-being, you know, whether you have a life coach or a therapist or some type of getting out and education with food. And then the biggest thing is my nutrition piece is I own and operate the Lakeview Terrace Farmers Market. With that being said, we have all of the things I'm always talking about incorporated into this one event. So Lakeview Terrace Farmers Market, I own and operate. I'm the only Black woman-owned farmers market in Minnesota. So, right? I didn't know that. And I found that out. And that was, you know, I was pretty proud of that because that's my passion, right? So with that being said, we have free fitness every Saturday at 9 a.m. I have different instructors that I partner with, fitness sisters, and we create this great event each week with movement. Last week, we had hip-hop cardio. This week, we have hip-hop kickboxing. We've had yoga. We've had strength and conditioning. So the schedule changes every week. And then next up is we've had some wellness classes. We just had our first meal prep with a twist. I think I've talked about this, about meal prepping. So take a local chef, nutritionist, or gardener, and they teach you how to cook on a budget for under $20 using farmers market food. Right here at the market. We had a great event last week with Emily's Kitchen. She just wrote a cookbook. She killed it, made a Asian chicken thigh salad. It was great, y'all. Amazing. The dressing was seasoned. The greens were seasoned. Easy to make for under $20. And now we have up for our first drum roll. Is our knife off of the season, knife off competition. This is our sixth annual knife off competition. It's my take on Top Chef using the farmer's market food, right? We're always going back to that healthy, nutritious, sustainable, accessible food. And that's what the farmer's market incorporates. So what it is right now we have six contestants signed up. So these are just your at-home chefs. Some are actual chefs. And what they'll do is they have 10 minutes to shop the farmer's market. They then can choose anything they want. They bring it back to their station. They will have proteins sitting out that Hacky Mueller Meats has sponsored for us, and they'll be able to grab their protein. And then Green Mountain Grill sponsored the grills. So they have brand new, y'all, brand new Green Mountain Grills that will sit there, and they have 1 hour with our DJ Inferno pumping them up to cook a healthy meal for four judges. The judges then will decide which three or four of them will move on to the next one, which is in July. Then from there, they go on to August, two of them, one will be named the Knife Off champion for the season. They win $500 cash first place and a brand new Green Mountain Grill. I mean, come on, y'all. You can't beat that. And runner-up wins, too. They win $250 cash, and they win a smaller Green Mountain Grill. So great neighborhood fun, great for the kids, great for the family, great for grandma and grandpa. Bring your chairs out, come, you know, you get to shop the farmer's market. You can have fitness that day and you get to see this great competition that the whole city is going to be coming out for. That's my idea of revolution of fitness, right? Is encompassing all of these great things to make yourself healthy and heal from the inside out. Everyone should be there. It's going to be amazing. We have Miss Shannon as the host too. I forgot to say that, right? Everyone loves Miss Shannon. I know y'all know her from everything she does, from being a comedian to a host to a mother. She's always talking about that. She has an autistic son that she is great with. I was just with her last night. She's amazing, talking about everything her and her son are doing. So she will be our host for all three competitions, all three. So can't beat that, right? You just can't beat Miss Shannon. She's got that great voice. She's going to have the jokes because we've got to have a little fun, right? So just so you guys know the date. So this Saturday, June 18th, the competition starts at 10 a.m. sharp, okay? Then the next one after that is July 16th at the same time, 10 a.m. sharp. And then we have August 20th for our final one for the season. Miss Shannon will be hosting all three of them. And then we have our wonderful judges. And let's talk about the judges real quick, right? And while we're also including inclusiveness, right? So we want to be inclusive with that and make sure everyone's included. So I got a dope panel of judges. So we have Kay Taylor, Chef Kay from Kay's Revolutionary Catering. She's amazing. She has a Stay Well tonic product that she sells at the farmer's market. Then we have Darren Hayes from Flame Mobile Kitchen. Amazing. They are staples at our farmer's market each week. So they've got that Flame Mobile Kitchen food truck that's to die for. Then we have Lawrence Hubert. He is an executive chef, and he will be out there judging too. So you don't want to miss this. Bring your lawn chair. Come out. Join in. Be a part of this whole fitness revolution, right? So come get your fitness. Come get your nutrition. Come get your wellness. Come talk to your fellow neighbor. You never know who you're going to meet and what's going to be exciting. Well, that's what I got for y'all today. I'm so glad that we got to chat. Can't wait to tell you more about other activities that are coming up and other things, how you can enjoy your summer. But check us out. If you have any questions, you can always go to thenewmpls.info. And I am your wellness guru, Shay Sandifer. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
At Hy-Vee, we take pride in being part of the communities we serve. In 2021, we donated more than 14 million meals, and this year, we're committed to doing even more. For over 90 years, we've been the place that people turn in time of need, and we take that very seriously. That's why we're loading our semis full of food this week and making deliveries across the Midwest to help families this Easter. To join our effort, simply donate when you're at the checkout. Together, we can make a big difference for those in need.
Children's Minnesota, the leader in specialized healthcare for kids, is here to raise awareness, standards, the bar, the stakes, the question, the curtain. On raising kids' health to the highest priority, kids need equal access to healthcare, more pediatric expertise, a voice for change. Kids need us, all of us. So let's raise them up. Children's Minnesota, the kid experts.
For millions of Americans, the pandemic impacted our financial situations, and a lot of people lost their jobs. But that should not mean you have to lose your house if you can't pay for your mortgage. Listen, no need to feel ashamed if you missed a payment or two or three, because there's a local organization that's willing to help you get caught up on those payments so you can keep your home. Let me tell you about the Minnesota Home Ownership Center. It's a nonprofit whose sole purpose is to prevent you from going into foreclosure. The Minnesota Home Ownership Center has a network of organizations around the state to review everything with you, explain your options, and then advocate for you to get the help you need. And get this, they won't charge you because it's all free. Check out hocmn.org or give them a call at 651-410-1086 to set up an appointment. You worked hard to get into that house. Let Minnesota Home Ownership Center help you stay in it.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
You started your business with big dreams and big ideas. But achieving your goals is a matter of doing the little things right. At Bremer Bank, we're ready to help you navigate all the details, questions, and challenges you encounter on your way to growth and success. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
It's never too late to set the stage for well-being. Here's your well-being tip of the day from YMCA of the North. Put mindfulness in your tool belt. Mindfulness is a method of paying attention and bringing awareness to whatever is happening at the moment. Be open to the idea of being present and honest with yourself. Observe what's happening rather than trying to control what's happening. We reduce our stress, anxiety, and negative emotions when observing rather than get overly flustered in our reactions. For more well-being tips, meditation, and yoga classes, visit us at ymcanorth.org/well-being.